Excerpts from Notes from a Small Island by Bill Bryson. Part 1. Marmite and Village Fates.
Suddenly, in the space of a moment, I realized what it was that I loved about Britain. Which is to say, all of it. Every last bit of it, good and bad. Marmite, village fates, country lanes, people saying, mustn't grumble, and I'm terribly sorry, but people apologizing to me when I conk them with a careless elbow. Milk in bottles, beans on toast, haymaking in June, stinging nettles, seaside piers, ordnance survey maps, crumpets, hot water bottles as a necessity, drizzly Sundays, every bit of it. What a wondrous place this was. Crazy as fuck, of course, but adorable to the tiniest degree. What other country, after all, could possibly have come up with place names like Tooting Beck and Farley Wallop, or a game like cricket that goes on for 3 days and never seems to start? Who else would think it not the least odd to make their judges wear little mops on their heads, compel the Lord Chancellor to sit on something called the wool sack, or take pride in a naval hero whose dying wish was to be kissed by a fellow named Hardy? Please, Hardy, full on the lips with just a bit of tongue. What other nation in the world could have given us William Shakespeare, pork pies, Christopher Wren, Windsor Great Park, the Open University, Gardner's Question Time, and the chocolate digestive biscuit? None, of course. How easily we lose sight of all this. What an enigma Britain will seem to historians when they look back on the second half of the 20th century. Here is a country that fought and won a noble war, dismantled a mighty empire in a generally benign and enlightened way, created a far-seeing welfare state, in short, did nearly everything right, and then spent the rest of the century looking on itself as a chronic failure. The fact is that this is still the best place in the world for most things. To post a letter, go for a walk, watch television, buy a book, venture out for a drink, go to a museum, use the bank, get lost, seek help, or stand on a hillside and take in a view.